Talk Show.
Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Woo! Yo, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything we can to expose bullshit. The end sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept it, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I would do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. Today is September 16, 2010, and we are live today on the Crotch Shot Radio Show on Irritate the State Radio Network. How you guys fucking doing? We're doing news and commentary today, but before we get started, here is your moment of zen.
I like my bigotry, okay?
All right. I like my bigotry. This first story we got, you're probably going to think, yeah, no shit. Violent crime declined as gun sales climbed in 2009. Violent crime continued to fall in 2009 even as gun sales reached an all-time high, according to statistics from the Federal Bureau of Investigations. This is proof positive that gun prohibitionists have been consistently and undeniably wrong, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms said in a statement. Yeah, no crap. I mean, because you know what? If you're a criminal, you're not going to go into a place where you know or you have a suspicion that the person is well-armed. You're not going to go in there. You're going to go to the place where the person is that they don't got guns because they're easier to steal from. Or they're easier to hurt, easier to rape. In fact, I keep being reminded of this news story. Two illegal Mexicans were breaking into houses, killing people. They killed an old man. They break into this house, and apparently the 12-year girl was a shooting champion. And she got her dad's 12-gauge shotgun, shot and killed one of them in the balls, and shot and killed the other one. 12-year-old girl. They were running up the stairs about to do whatever the hell they were going to do to a 12-year-old girl. And these are illegal Mexicans. And most of them, if not all of them, are a bunch of fucking pedophiles. And before you even call and say, oh, that's racist. That's racist. You can't. Not all Mexicans. Illegal Mexicans are a bunch of fucking pedophiles. In fact, I think that's the culture is, you know, get them while they're young. I mean, that's something I've noticed about South American Hispanics, or Mexico is not part of South America, but, you know, anyone beyond that border, any Hispanics that are beyond that border, they seem to like their women young and dumb and full of cum. I mean, and this is out of personal experience, because, I mean, I told this story before. Two construction workers, both illegal Mexicans, we were at this corner store. I was at with my, took my cousin there so that way we could get some tasty treats, some snackage, and yes, so I could get my dosage of aspartame. I love my aspartame. I mean, damn, it's delicious, but I know I gotta quit. But, these guys were hitting on her, I heard some of what they were saying. They were talking to a 13-year-old girl, all graphic-like and shit. She was getting uncomfortable. I step in, I'm like, yo, she's 13, mind your fucking business, she's our girl. I'm like, that's my cousin. One of them tried to step to me, I punched him in the face, broke his nose, done deal. Gun. I mean, but damn, I went on the official tangent of the day, didn't I? Yes, I did. I went on the official tangent. Oh man. So yes. So yeah, back to the article. Released Tuesday, the violent crime statistics part of the FBI's yearly uniform crime report, which collects crime statistics from localities all across the country and the most comprehensive report on crime in America. According to the FBI, the number of violent crimes of all types declined in 2009 by 5.3% and property crimes declined 4.6%. In fact, the rate of violent crime declined 6.1% below 2008 figures. You know what, and you know, that is the right to self-defense. It is. You have the right to self-defense. Because you know what, we as American citizens do not have a right to police protection. And the police know this, and everyone knows this. Well, we can't afford to protect everybody. And it's really unrealistic to expect the police to protect you in the nick of time. But the thing is, it's also stupid that they're disarming us. I mean, especially in New York City, it takes you six months to a year, background check and all this crap to be allowed to own a gun, a handgun, and you can only keep it in your house. Now, imagine how much safer New York City would be, or any other violent city, you name it, would be if the citizens were allowed to carry. Just like, give me a wallet. Oh, all right. Imagine, and really, everybody wants to talk about how much legalizing marijuana would save the state money. Think about how much money would be saved when all these violent criminals get shot to death. Ah, you want to be irresponsible, you want to come in right... Oh, that just saved the taxpayers a few million dollars to try him, pay a lawyer, you know, court fees, and then... And then feeding him, housing him, and clothing him, and treating him. Or her. I mean, think about it. Not only does the person save money in having to retrieve their property from evidence. Oh, well, you can't have this back because it's evidence. Well, when can I get it back? Oh, in 4 years. Come on. It's like any excuse to cut the cops out of the equation completely, I welcome it. Because you know what? The cops are huge fucking scumbags, even to victims. They're like, well, what did you do? Oh, well, maybe you shouldn't have done that. You know what? Right to property, motherfucker. And right to have a life. Yes, and no wonder. And you know what? Criminals know it. They want to go for it. They don't want to work. That's why they're criminals, because they don't want to work. They want to take the easy way out. That's why, you know, that's why the hugest victims are the elderly and children. Each of the four violent crime offenses decreased when compared with the 2008 estimates. Murder and non-negligent manslaughter and robbery had the largest decreases. 7.3% and 8.0%, respectively. I mean, even if the person doesn't have a gun, I mean, I'm pretty sure a lot of you've been seeing the stuff on YouTube. People are actually fighting back. I mean, you'll see an old lady pick up a bat and start swinging on somebody. I mean, people are not having it anymore. We're Americans, goddammit. We're violent motherfuckers. And I think it's time for the world to see that we won't take no shit from nobody, and not even from our own government. It's like, you know what, you're not going to protect us? Fine, I'll protect myself. But you know what? Don't expect me to be nice about it. Fuck the Geneva Convention. Some dude trying to rob me, he's getting stabbed in the balls. And I'm going to laugh while I'm doing it. It's like, well, you shouldn't have attacked me. Ha ha. Yeah, you know, but I mean, this is part of the reason I've said this before on this show. You know, in New York, you could barely defend yourself legally. You could only do just enough to get away. So if that person's trying to kill you, you can't kill him in self-defense. You can't. Or else you will have to prove. You know, you will have to prove almost. You'll have to prove almost that he tried to kill you without a shadow of a doubt, or else they'll be like, oh, well, manslaughter. We're locking you up for the rest of your life. You have to do just enough, beat the crap out of him, so that way he's knocked out so you can run away and call the cops. Anyways, back to the article. In fact, the types of crime most likely to be committed with a firearm, murders and manslaughter, experienced one of the greatest rates of decline in 2009, 7.3%. While the violent crime was going down in 2009, gun sales were experiencing a record year, according to data from the FBI's National Instant Background Check System. 2009 was the best year for gun sales. According to NICS figures, 14 million guns were sold in 2009, the biggest year since the system began recording data in 98. The NICS figures are considered the most accurate measurement of gun sales because federal law requires that NICS check be done prior to every firearm sale in America. In fact, there were nearly 2 million more guns sold in the United States in 2009 than in 2008, the best year for gun sales, when 12.7 million NICS checks were recorded. Then NCIS data do not capture all gun sales, however, as only federally licensed primary dealers are required to conduct them. Firearms between private citizens can still be done freely without having to let the federal government know about it. This normally occurs at one of the nation's many public gun shows, meaning that the firearm sales figures provided by NICS are actually lower than the true figures. This means that gun sales likely exceeded the already recorded figure of 14 million indicated by NICS. Taken together, these two sets of statistics seem to undermine the claims of anti-Second Amendment groups such as Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence that push for strict federal and state gun control laws, including an outright ban on so-called assault weapons. You know what? Fine. You don't want a gun? You don't want a gun? Fine. Go fuck yourself. The police will protect us. The police are the only people who are allowed to have guns. Fucking cowards. Fucking cowards. So, oh man. So, yeah, I mean, really, no shit. I mean, people are finally stepping up, and the criminals are realizing, oh, crap, it's going to be harder. And you know what? This whole assault rifle ban is bullshit, too. Why can't we have the same hardware that the military has, if not better? Because there are better guns out there, like the MP90. Oh, have you ever seen the MP90? Oh, it's a beautiful gun. It's a beautiful gun. Ooh, I would kill to have something like that. Okay, what else we got going on here? this faggotry going on. This free faggotry going on. Eugenicist Holdren attempts to rebrand discredited global warming as global climate disruption. That's right. Oh, man. Yep. Yeah. God, I just got sidetracked, like, officially sidetracked just now. Anyways, back on track. John Holdren, director of the White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, says that the term global warming is a dangerous misnomer that should be replaced with global climate disruption. At the Environmental Protection Agency's 40th celebration of the Clean Air Act on Tuesday, Holdren said, "I think one of the nation's failures of the scientific community was that in embracing the term global warming is in fact a dangerous misnomer." And in a speech last week in Norway, echoing remarks he made at a 2007 speech at Harvard University, Holdren said the term global climate disruption should be used instead of global warming. Yeah, can people hear me in the chat room? Because I'm getting people are complaining that they can't hear the show. That the stream is buffering. I hope it's working. Yeah, we're going through some technical difficulties. We're still going through some growing pains. This is a new network, so we're trying to hammer out all the technology. Alright, well, it seems like the stream, I just tested it out. It looks like the stream is working we're still working with technology. In fact, you guys could help. I already put my money where my mouth is. You know, unfortunately, I can't donate a lot. Well, contribute. I can't contribute a lot. So, I mean, but Irritate the State is looking to raise $100 to improve the technology. So if you guys can help out, you know, $10 here, $10 there. I mean, if 9 more people, put in $10, that would be fantastic. Just go to irritatethestate.net and see the chip-in. I already donated $10. We just need 9 more people to donate $10, or whatever. Just feel free. This will help improve every team. All right. So yeah, you can also listen to the Crotch Out Radio Show and everybody else on Irritate the State. We got we're streaming Jack Blood now. We got Deadline Live Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. And then after that, at 7, we got Irritate the State News. And, of course, at 10, you got me. In fact, Saturday there's going to we have True Frequency Radio with Chris Geo. So, yeah, man, we're building a kick-ass network. So, really stick with us. And also, you guys can listen to the show on your smartphones and iPhones. In fact, I know I'm, basically in the middle of a thing, but let me tell you guys how you guys can listen to the show. What you do is you go to Your Muse, M-U-Z, that's YourMuse.fm. You sign up for a free account on your computer.
Oh, sorry.
Then you make a search for Irritate the State Radio, and then you click Add, and boom, it's on your list. And then on your phone, you go to M. On your phone, you go to M.YourMuse.fm, and that's on your iPhone or smartphone. And then you just click it. You click Irritate the State Radio, and boom, you're streaming from your phone, and you're listening, and you can do whatever the fuck you want. You can walk around, and you can listen to everything on Irritate the State Radio. So yeah, it's a pleasure to finally announce that everyone can listen to the Irritate the State on their phone, so that way they don't need to be tethered to their computers, because I know people got shit to do. They want to be able to do stuff while listening to the radio, so you now have an option. So, okay, moving on, we got, now we got idiots trying to rebrand global warming as a global weather, global climate disruption. Holy shit! Yeah, speaking about some climate disruption, in Brooklyn, man, we had ourselves a tornado. A bunch of greasy wops and niggas just getting caught up in a... And trees getting freaking overturned here, going nuts. Oh, shit. You know, in fact, I looked out my window and there was some black dude, you know, hanging from my tree, man. It was really nuts. And I was like, yo, are you okay?
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know where the white women at, but are you okay?
Hey, where are the white women at?
I don't know where the white women at, but are you okay? You need me to get you some help out of that tree.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, go fuck yourself. That's... Oh, man. Yeah, so... We got that going. In fact, let me check on them one more time. Yeah, you need me to get you out of that tree?
Hey, where are the white women at?
Oh, fuck your mother. Fucking global warming. Fucking hate climate change, global warming bullshit. Even after they prove that it's all bullshit, they're still going, they're going strong. In fact, on the East Coast, they passed some cap-and-trade laws, man. And they're going to try to do it here in New York, so it's fantastic. So that way people could, they could start off the new Ponzi scheme by selling carbon credits. And this will just usher in Obama's passing of the climate cap-and-trade. And then we're going to have the Obama Hitler Youth knocking on your door to confiscate your air conditioner and your refrigerator. It's taking up too much electricity. Okay, well, if you're elderly, you can't take the heat. I guess the Obama administration just wants you to die. Sorry, Grandma. Sorry, Grandpa. You can't have an air conditioner. I guess that would save money on their fucking draconian Hitler style fucking Nazi ass healthcare system that they just passed. Hate these fucking faggoty motherfuckers. I really do. And if you're gay out there, please don't be offended when I say faggot. Because I don't mean faggot as a derogatory term for homosexual. When I call someone a faggot, I'm calling them a pussy, I'm calling them a sissy, I'm calling them a fucking asshole. That's what I mean by faggot. So please do not get upset with the term faggot. And if I'm not, and so if you're, you know, I am not anti-gay. As long as you don't try to stick it in my butt. And even if you do try to stick it in my butt, can I at least get dinner and a movie before you try to sodomize me? I mean, that's all I ask. At least be nice about it. Don't just try to wham! Ah! You know, because that's not pleasurable. In fact, I don't think even after dinner and movie it would be pleasurable. But after dinner and movie, I would pretty much owe you. Now, wouldn't I? So. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm calling you a bundle of steaks. Oh, man. Okay, Woody. I just don't know what I don't. Okay, next article we got here. going through the list here. I'm trying to save the best for last. Woo! Afterwards, I'm pretty much screwed. Oh shit! I'm going through these articles real fast. Ah. Pentagon to investigate hundreds of suspected child pornography fans in its ranks. Yeah, you know what? If you hit the like button on that child pornography group on Facebook, yeah, maybe you deserve to get shot. This is from Yahoo News in a reversal. The Pentagon says it will reopen hundreds of cases of alleged purchases of child pornography by Department of Defense employees that Pentagon officials obviously declined to investigate. The Upshot has learned earlier this month, the Upshot reported exclusively that in 2007, investigators for the Department of the Defense Criminal Investigative Service obtained a list of 264 military service members, civilians, employees, and contractors for the Department of Defense who had used credit cards or PayPal to purchase access to child pornography on the websites. Oh, man. Yes, it's almost my birthday. It's almost my birthday. Yeah, I could give two shits. Really? I mean, that's how real I am. I could give two shits if tomorrow's my birthday. Watch, I'm still going to do a show tomorrow. I got, you know. So, yeah. Why the hell does the government employees fucking buying child pornography is hilarious? Why does it seem like, yeah, no shit? It's like you just have to expect it. You know, I expect that there's fucking child pornography on Obama's computer with his two daughters. I really believe that. He's a Democrat. And he's a fucking New World Order show. Of course he has child pornography. And I bet his wife even fucking allows it to happen. You know what? And I bet Obama's freaking gay, like in that book written by Larry Sinclair. Obama was giving a BJ. So I bet, you know, and I bet Michelle's like, look, Barry Sotero, unless you want me to tell you about Larry, tell the world that what Larry Sinclair said about you in his book is true, you're going to have to let me take some expensive ass fucking vacations on the taxpayer's dime. But honey, you're a faggot. Oh shit. And yes, and I do, at that point I did mean that as a derogatory term for gay, because yeah. Because I'm in character as Michelle Obama. Damn it, why do I gotta explain myself? Please don't, just don't get offended. You're a homo. You're a homo, Barry. I will tell the world you're a homo. All right, Michelle, you could spend $2 billion and go to Madrid and go fuck yourself. I'm taking that Secret Service and I'm going to ride him like Seabiscuit. That's probably the arrangement they have in the White House. He's freaking gay and he likes child porn. So I mean, this really the federal government, and you really expect them to freaking investigate themselves? Come on, you know they just say, oh, we're doing our job, we're gonna do this, and you know barely any of them are gonna see any time. And you know, and what kind of idiot uses their credit card or PayPal to fucking buy child porn? Oh, like, that shit is, like, ultra-traceable. I mean, that's another reason which makes that shit really silly. I mean, you would think that the child pornography industry would be the only last cash-only cash-only industry out there.
Fucking morons.
Yeah, but today the Pentagon officials in charge of the DCIS told the Upshot that he has ordered the remaining cases reopened. I have tasked Defense Criminal Investigative Service representatives with reviewing each and every Project Flicker and related referral DCIS received so as to ensure action was taken regarding these allegations involving employees of the Department of Defense. The Deputy Inspector General of Investigations, James Birch, said in a statement Wednesday. Birch Society announced his decision to revisit the cases which had been abandoned for 2 years in response to inquiries from the Upshot. Yeah, good. Freaking catch these fucking little kid touchers. Anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show, kicking the crap out of the issues.
Would you consider that torture?
Absolutely torture.
You do.
Absolutely. I mean, that's drowning.
Independent voters are now the biggest proportion of our electorate.
This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign.
Smashing through the left-right paradigm, it's the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. Listen live at TalkShoe and check out our blog at www.crotchshotradio.com.
This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no E's, .com.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach, Monday through Friday, 11 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central, only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com.
Delivery.com, the website that provides fast and easy online ordering from restaurants and caterers in your neighborhood. Some of the benefits of Delivery.com: save money with exclusive restaurant specials, no more busy signals, waiting on hold, or rummaging through piles of menus. Discover new restaurants and merchants in your neighborhood. Earn points on every order, which you can redeem for prizes. Sign up today. Place an order with Delivery.com today and get 1,000 free delivery points. And exclusively for Crotch Shot Radio Show listeners, enter promo code TCSR69 for an additional 2,000 bonus points. Only from Delivery.com.
Believe it or not, you could get a professional custom logo designed for under $50. Logo Nerds provides small businesses affordable logos custom made to your specifications. And satisfaction is always guaranteed. The Logo Nerds banner on CrutchShotRadio.com and get a logo done for $27.
Do you like to smoke but hate the health effects? Well, now there's an alternative. Introducing the ProVape 1. The ProVape 1 is proudly made in the USA and features a larger battery than traditional electronic cigarettes. More battery means more vapor and longer smoking enjoyment, with 8 to 10 hours of use on a single charge. The ProVape 1 brings out more flavor out of the smoking juice. Get your ProVape 1 today at tinyurl.com/provape. Starter kit costs $125. That's tinyurl.com/provape. That's tinyurl.com/provape.
Welcome back, this is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Yeah, this next story kind of made me giggle. UK teenager banned from America for life over obscene Obama email. a British teenager who sent an email to the White House calling Mr. President Obama an obscenity was banned from America for life, the Sun reported Monday. The FBI asked local cops to tell the college student Luke Angel, 17, his drunken insult was unacceptable. Angel said he fired off a single email criticizing the U.S. government after seeing a TV program about the 9/11 attacks. He said, I don't remember exactly what I wrote as I was drunk, but I think I called Obama punk. It was silly, the sort of thing you do when you're a teenager and I've had a few. Angel of Bedford in central England said it was a bit extreme for the FBI to act. The police came and took my picture and told me I was banned from America forever. I don't really care, but my parents aren't very happy. The Bedford police spokesman confirmed they had spoken to Angel about the email. Officers will take no criminal action. Joanne Ferraria of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said there are about 60 reasons a person can be barred from visiting America. She said, we are prohibited from discussing specific cases. So basically, you can't call the president an asshole in an email. Dear Mr. President, your government sucks. You're a cunt. We should just call the White House and be like, Mr. President, you're a cunt. You're a cunt now. You were a cunt back then, and when you grow older, you'll be an even bigger cunt. You're banned from the U.S. I have some fucking limey kid calling me a fucking cunt. He said I was a bollocks head. Oh, God. What a fucking bitch Obama is. Yeah, that's right, Casey. Cunt Obama. Obama's a fucking cunt. In fact, send this audio to the White House. Miss Obama. Because I really believe that you're such a bitch that you and your wife basically have a lesbian marriage going on. Mister, you got your fucking brick licked by another man. Can't fucking take being called a fucking punk. Can't take being called a fucking punk by an email by some dude like thousands of miles away. And you want to have him banned from America? Dude, you're a cunt. Your wife's a cunt. Your daughters are cunts. Your fucking porn star mother was a cunt. Your dead grandmother was a cunt. You're a cunt. You come from cunts. And you know what? You're fucking up this country, so you know what? You are the biggest cunt on the fucking face of the fucking planet. You're a fucking piece of shit. Now you could ban me from America. Because you know what, Mr. President? Mrs. President, I should say. Miss President. Barry. Barina. Barina Sotera. You are un-American. Leave us the fuck alone. And stop fucking banning kids from banning fucking kids from the UK. You can't come to America. Yeah, like he gives a shit. He doesn't even give a shit. It just makes you look like a fucking stuck-up son of a bitch. You're a fucking cunt. Only bitches do that. Oh, you call me a bitch? Then you're not allowed to come into this country. Fucking Obama is our first, not just first black president, he's our first female president. Oh, we got the hat trick. Oh, he got sand in his vagina because he got called a punk. How can we respect a president like this? You know, this is what it makes us look like. Because you know what? We're going to have some fucking wise-ass fucking Europeans say, oh, you can't even... Oh, your president got called a punk, a fucking twat. He got called a twat and he can't even take it. Yeah. What a fucking jizz bucket. What a fucking jizz bucket. Anyways, we got Australian scientists find bats have regional accents. Like the Brooklyn bat, it goes ping off some nigga's head. That's the accent of a bat. Ping! Oh! Get out of our neighborhood. There you go. Oh, here's a bat. How you doing? That's the Brooklyn bat. How you doing? Oh, shit. That's right. Ping! Goodbye. Boom! You know. Okay, that sucked. I know, I'm horrible today. Oh, goodness. What the fuck is going on here? I don't know, I just work here. Anyways, it's not just people who have different accents, but bats as well develop dialects, depending on where they live, in which can identify and protect different species, according to Australian scientists. We got the fucking Italian bat. They're hard to catch because they're all greasy. But, they're like, manja! You know, that's how they, manja, manja! Something like that, okay, I suck. That was horrible. I mean, I had the proper setup. Yeah. Alright, I'm abandoning joke now. Yeah. Actually, also this next article, I'd like to give some big ups to Derek Jeter. Yeah, dude. Derek Jeter has a bit part in a box office hit, and he's putting those acting skills to good use. The New York Yankees captain, with a cameo in the Will Ferrell comedy The Other Guys, gave an Oscar-worthy performance by pretending to get hit by a pitch in a pennant race game Wednesday night. Howling and hopping and hurting, seemingly anyway, Jeter even got the team trainer to examine his left arm. And then the All-Star, often hailed as a model of good sportsmanship, took his base. More like he stole it, fans in Tampa Bay hollered. Jeter, cheater, they chanted. Replays clearly show what really happened. Chuck Wall's fastball squarely struck the knob of Jeter's bat, not him. But Major League Baseball doesn't use instant replay in these situations. For more than a century, baseball players have tried to bend the rules. Pitchers throw spitballs, outfielders fake catches on balls that bounce, shortstops make phantom tags. This isn't golf, where players are expected to call penalties on themselves. Coming off the steroids era, where cheating often meant illegal performance-enhancing drugs, some actually found a charm in Jeter's old-fashioned chicanery. Yeah, that shit was hilarious. He freaking played everybody. You know, I'm not mad at Jeter. You know, you wanna. You know, hey, the pitch would have hit him if he didn't have the bat there. So fuck it. Take your base. And they won. Oh, well, no, they lost. Oh, shit. Okay. Well, they still lost. But it's still hilarious. There, and Matt, the Tampa Bay manager, Joe Maddon, said, there are several thespians throughout baseball, Maddon said. I thought Derek did a great job, and I applauded it, because I wish our guys would do the same thing. Both the Yankees and the Rays were off Thursday, but Jeter Theater played throughout the majors. On the Cincinnati Reds telecast of their game against Arizona, a matchup with no direct connection to what occurred in Tropicana Field, there was a fan text poll with this question: are you okay with Derek Jeter, with the Derek Jeter play? Fans were split on whether it was good gamesmanship or farce. Yeah, dude, take your fucking base. You got played. You all got fucking played. Oh, well. Hilarious. Brilliant! Let's go, Yankees. Oh, man. Okay, what else we got? We got this next article here. Like, you know, people, if you guys want to call in, help me out.
Call the Crotch Shot Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
That's right! Anyways, this next article, this happened in Baltimore. Some of you probably already heard about it. This nutcase came in, came into a hospital. A man who became distraught after he was being briefed on his mother's condition by a surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital pulled a gun, shot and wounded the doctor Thursday, then killed his mother and himself in her room at the world-famous medical center, police said. You know, that's one way to beat the medical bill. Yo, the billing department is going to have a tough time, you know, getting money from that. I mean, if you're going to look at the silver lining, you got to look at the silver lining. Oh. Ew. This just in from Nancy Geo, from Nancy. Yeah, let me, open this shit up here. But yeah, so, yeah, man, he shot himself, boom. Yeah, this is just in, Kentucky teen accused of threatening Obama and others. A Western Kentucky teen is facing felony charges after police say he threatened to kill 20 people at a local Dairy Queen or President Obama. Beaver Dam Police Chief Adam Wright told the Messenger Inquirer that the 15-year-old was arrested Tuesday at Ohio County High School. The police say a U.S. Navy recruiter from Middleton, Tennessee, called the Ohio County Dispatch Center after seeing a threat posted online saying an attack would occur Tuesday night. The recruiter gave dispatchers the computer's internet provider address, which police traced it to the school and to the student arrested. The teen wasn't named because he is a juvenile. Police say he is charged with 21 counts of terroristic threatening and on one count of unlawful access of a computer. Come on. Really? Really? Come on. You're gonna fucking arrest the kid for telling stories? I mean, what is a 15-year-old gonna do? Mr. Obama, we saved your life. What was the threat? It was a 15-year-old kid. Was it the same kid that called me a punk? Fucking bitches. Really? I mean, look, I've gotten threats from 15-year-old kids. You know what you do? You sit them down on the ground and you slap the shit out of them. That's what you do. I'm gonna fucking kill you. Really? Okay. Nerve pinch to the fucking shoulder. Put you on the ground. Quackata! Are you still gonna kill me? No! Quackata! You know? That's how you do it. Fucking don't, you know, you call, I'm going to call the cops. I'm going to call the cops. Oh, my goodness. We're such a bitch. Oh, my God. Shoot. Make them tap out, Casey, in the Talk Show chat room said. Slap the holy bejesus out of them. Keep backhanding them, backhanding them, backhand, backhand, backhand. It's like, what a bitch. Oh, man. Yep. Yeah, this is something that's happening here local in New York. A prominent Harlem pastor who was accused by a retired NYPD cop and 9 other men of molesting them when they were kids has resigned. This is from the Daily News. Monsignor Wallace Harris was the highest-ranking black cleric in the New York Archdiocese, a high-profile priest who arranged the 2008 Mass at Yankee Stadium for Pope Benedict and gave the invocation at Governor Patterson's swearing-in. Now Harris, who was once considered for appointment as bishop, could be defrocked by the Vatican. Defrocked? He needs to be beheaded. You know, and you know what? And you gotta blame the Vatican for this. You gotta blame the Vatican. You know what? Fuck the Vatican. You know, it's you really gotta, you know, because oh, you know, priests shouldn't get married. You know why? Where the fuck in the Bible does it say priests can't get married? Priests can't have wives and children. No, it's because the fucking Vatican doesn't want to have to pay for families. Because they hate the family. They fight the family. They're a bunch of scumbags. Only accused. Okay, well, you know what? Yeah, he's only accused. You know what? No, but seriously, Nancy, she's like, remember, Lou, he's only accused. No. Fuck Catholics. Fuck Catholicism. Fuck the fucking Vatican. Fuck the Pope. They, you know, they're the biggest danger. They're one of the bigger dangers. They're our enemy. I spit on every fucking priest I see. The one that walks around in my neighborhood, I give him hell. I really do. I see him, hey, kid toucher, how you doing? My son, why are you talking? I'm not your fucking son. If you were my fucking father, I would have slit your throat long time ago. How dare you? Man, appease my ass. In my opinion, all these fucking Catholic priests are scum. They're scum. I've never met one good priest. And nor do I want to meet one either. I spit on the diocese. I spit on the Vatican. I disrespect anyone that wears dresses and wants to be called father? Come on. You're wearing a goddamn dress. My son, don't you fucking call me your son. I only got one father. And he does not touch kids. He loves ugly ass women. With the exception of my mother, of course. I don't know what happened. But Jesus. Every time my father introduces me to a new girl, it's like uglier than the last. It's like, what the fuck, Dad? What is this? Beast Wars? Come on. Dad, this is Magilla Gorilla in a dress. What the fuck are you doing?
Whoa.
Just, this is, oh, man. What else we got going on here? Let me see. We got some calls. Alrighty. It is Chris Geo.
Louie, I'm very disappointed. You're a Zionist shill, and I know that's where your money comes from.
Shit. You got me. You got me. I got some of that Jew gold too.
I know.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
I saw you right next to Craig Fitzgerald at the We Are Change event in 9/11.
Yeah, we also went to Ramrod's and we had a little dance.
Oh, we knew it.
Yeah, with me, Luke, Matt LePasak. We're all dancing. Dancing in that, you know, that only gay way.
yep.
Did your butt hurt the next morning?
Oh, no, I'm a pitcher, not a catcher, sweetheart.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Luke is the catcher, though.
Yeah,
oh,
he
yeah.
is. No, but that's the thing. The funny thing about Luke is he likes to be at the end of the train. He's the caboose.
Ah.
Yes. He's like, fill up my tank. I'm like, damn, dude.
I thought he'd like to be in the front.
Oh, well, it depends. I mean, he likes the rotisserie even better, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I saw him on 9/12 doing the whole double stuffed. Anyways, we got another caller. True Liberty, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Derek in the Midwest.
Derek, what's up? How you doing?
Doing pretty decent myself. Just getting a little work done on the YouTube page and the MySpace page and stuff. I was listening while I was doing some work, and I just happened to start laughing my ass off. But some interesting stuff. I don't know, you know, if I'd quite go quite as far as you took it in the sense that, hey, you know, screw all Catholics. There are Catholics out there that call themselves Catholic, you know, that have no idea about the church. A lot of, some of them don't even go to church. You know, they just, yeah, I'm Catholic, so I was raised that, so they just, you know, like, take that name on, and
well,
they don't,
I,
you know,
I should,
they're not even religious. So just to not alienate you Catholics out there that are, like, non-practicing, and your parents are Catholic, we're not saying all Catholics are bad, and I don't mean to speak for Louis, but I don't think he's saying all Catholics are bad, but the truth is that the Vatican is one of the biggest power structures in the New World Order, if not the biggest, and, you know, you can look at their control of the alternative media, and, you know, look at people like Jones, who doesn't dare touch the Vatican, and you can look at people like, say, Craig Fitzgerald, who is a 32nd-degree Freemason, and if you want to say that, I've heard this argument that, oh, Freemasons and Catholics, they're so opposed to each other, and you read the writings, and, well, how about you read the writings that say that the Illuminati, which is a Jesuit founded organization, infiltrated the Freemasons and now control the Freemasons. And that's one of the main reasons why the people largely at the top of Freemasonry are these evil pricks. Read those writings and then rethink your argument, I say.
Yeah. In fact, let me clarify. I don't mean Catholics as far as the parishioners. I mean all fucking Catholic priests. You know, I'm going out on a limb. All Catholic priests suck nuts. There you go.
Well, I think the problem with Alex Jones not touching the Vatican is that he's had members of the Vatican touch him as a child, and it brings up...
Well, we do know that he's got, you know, he's got his connections to the far, you know, right-wing, largely Catholic Council for National Policy. Gotten multiple people from the CNP on his show. Jack McClam, actually a member of the CNP. You have Leonard Horowitz, who is a Knight of Malta, which is the army of the Catholic Church. And I actually heard Len Horowitz recently has said something to the effect of, I don't know if he published an article or what it was, but Len Horowitz was looking into this a while back, come to find out that he said that he was not indeed a Knight of Malta. He was knighted as a Knight of Hospitaller of St. John, which is laughable and ridiculous because they're the same goddamn thing. And you find out that Knights of Hospitaller of St. John just changed his name essentially to the Knights of Malta, and there you have that. He is a Knight of Malta, as well as all the other guests that Jones has on his show. The
I like the Knights of Malta. Goya makes it. It's delicious. They make it like beer. Knights of Malta, right? Have you ever had that drink, the Knights of Malta?
If the Knights of Malta made a malt beverage, it would be a date rape beverage for men to give men. That's what
that beverage
would end up being. Do you want to wake up unknowingly with a dick in your colon? Drink the Knights of Malta.
Mm. Damn it, I hate when that... I gotta... Not, oh, here it is. Now at your local grocer.
Oh, good lord.
G-R-O-O-S-S-E-R. Grocer. Yeah.
Like, then you do your research and you find the documents and you find out that, like, globalists, all, like, the whole idea, just all they did was, like, they were sitting down one day, like, you know, the rich white people, they were just sitting around making fun of minorities, and they saw the film fucking Black Dynamite. They were start putting eugenics shit in it, shrink the dick, sterilize you, everything.
Yeah, that movie was hilarious. Yeah. That movie was hilarious, I gotta say.
Oh, that movie was superb.
Yes.
I mean, if you think about it, you listen to some of their plans, and you're like, it sounds like crazy shit out of, like, Pinky and the Brain. You're like, how did you come up with this?
All right. Anyways, we got to end the show. Derek from the Midwest, I mean, he writes some kick-ass articles for the site. Like, to thank him for coming on. Chris Geo, you can listen to his show on Irritate the State this Saturday at... is it this Saturday? Oh, you're not on this... Why is it not on the schedule? Oh, yeah, it is. Right here. My bad.
Hey, Louie, we got a special guest on the line calling from somewhere deep within the earth.
Ah. Who is it?
That's a surprise.
Oh, okay. Well, then, that's this Saturday, 8 p.m. on irritatethestate.net.
No. I mean right now.
I think he's talking about now. Somebody's on the line.
Yeah.
I guess that's my cue.
Oh, it's the crustacean.
Yes, and I'd like to give special thanks to your Jewish father and his Mossad buddies for escorting me out of the country. I am safe in Greece, and joining you from a wireless connection on the beach, and it's fucking awesome.
Oh, the beach.
Louie, you're using your dirty Zionist connections again.
No, they're not dirty.
They're not dirty anymore. I convinced them to go to the Turkish bath.
Oh, God.
Yeah, you know, I'm off front, and your Jewish father totally helped me out.
Yes, I call him
the Branson Police Department.
I call my Jewish daddy Kaiki. Yeah. Well, I really gotta
Jesus
end the
Lord.
Show. I gotta end the show.
And why is that?
Because I'm going overtime, and I don't feel like having my legs broke.
You like going overtime.
Who's going to break your legs?
That was my question.
I think I Kirk'd them. I'm going overtime. My thing's from 10 to 11. I'm on a network now. I can't go willy-nilly anymore.
Your show just started.
Wait. Whose network are you on?
IrritateTheState.net.
Okay. IrritateTheState.
Yeah,
we'll
IrritateTheState. Yeah, Louie, we don't have slacker positions anymore. We're on a network, so we have
Damn.
To put in overdrive time.
Oh, fuck, real? All right, hold on. If they let me go overdrive, and plus I got to take a shit.
That's a little more than we need to know.
No, I mean, I had to take some stool softeners because I was taking some oxycodones.
Let me handle it for 10 minutes. I'll sit in. You go take your shit and come back. Let's do this.
Yo, if you knew anything about me, it takes me longer than fuck it. You know what? Fuck it. I'm on a laptop. I'm gonna. If it's okay for me to go overtime, just guys let me know. If not, I'll end the show. But I'm on a laptop. You guys are coming with me.
Very professional.
Yay!
He's on a network now.
Oh yes, yes. Bring the highest caliber of professionalism. By announcing the ethnic crap.
Oh yeah, that's a good way to break that info, isn't it? I'm on a network. I gotta do overdrive, but I'll be right back. I gotta take a shit.
Actually, we are now broadcasting live from my bathroom, and I'm pulling down my pants.
That's hilarious.
Yes, and now hold on.
You're not touching your keyboard with those hands, are you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, because apparently what I do is, this is how I take a crap. I freaking part my butt cheeks around, with my hands.
Okay, all right. All
yeah,
right,
come on.
All right, well, while we're talking potty humor, I had a good experience.
Literally.
I was driving, and there was, like, traffic, and, you know, they don't have rest areas and stuff here in Greece.
Oh, God, here she goes.
Yeah, so, like, nowhere to go to the bathroom. So here I am driving down the road, bumper-to-bumper traffic, pulled down my pants, well, reaching the bathroom.
Coming.
I sat up, and I just peed right there, sitting in the traffic, and it was good. Put the lid on the Tupperware and went and watered some mud.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. That's just human.
I know that was really important.
Bladder waits for no one.
Yeah. Coffee yeah, man, can. I've been holding back this freaking log for the whole show.
All right, George Louie.
I should freaking name it. I should freaking name it, man. It's like Louis Jr., man.
Good Lord. Well, I'm glad to know you smell like shit. I've never met you in person, but, you know, thanks for the insight.
No, I don't smell like shit. The shit smells like shit.
Or are you just saying you look alike? You got the same skin tone?
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I guess
take baths.
What?
That's crazy. Louis B and his turds have equal amounts of melanin.
Yes.
That's unreal.
Yeah, and apparently it likes to swim.
Well, I will say one thing. You know, some people
nigga.
Oh God. Some people I've heard, you know, talk about, oh well, you know, Louis B, he puts out some really good information, and you know, I agree with a lot of his positions on stuff, but I can't stand listening to his radio show. He's too dirty or profane or whatever. You know what? My argument to that is, number one, you got to have a sense of humor to do this fucking nonsense. Number two, case in point, did we not just give you the most, like, entertaining 10 or 15 minutes of radio you've heard all week? Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with the position that Louis is taking right now. It should not be happening on a live broadcast.
Yeah, in fact, the best position to take a crap is actually on your knees, kind of slightly bent up a 30, 45 degree angle.
Louis
so,
does it.
Louis' position on the toilet seat is all wrong.
Louis does it upside down. I was
not
that kind of weird.
Who taught me how to take a crap? Chow Yun Fat from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon? What the fuck?
See, don't get me wrong. I actually wouldn't do that on my show. I'm glad somebody else has the balls and humor to do it to entertain me. Don't get me wrong. And I agree with his political positions. But you won't hear me, running for the deuce or announcing it on In Search of the Truth, Derek in the Midwest. You won't have that.
You got to hand it to him. He's got balls.
Yeah, no, he totally does.
Yeah, and my balls are hanging 5 inches away from the fucking water, so I got to be careful.
Okay, let's switch the topic from teabagging the toilet to maybe something else, like the Len Horowitz thing you were talking about earlier. I think that we've had a friend of ours have on the show, and it didn't seem like he was that great of a guy. I mean, he's a great guy in that he brings out the truth about, you know, eugenics and vaccines and things like that. He was right on the ball when the swine flu thing came out. But Chris made a good point. Whenever I was obsessed with this swine flu shit, he said, don't you think that they're just trying to scare you? And I was like, no, because if you get this vaccine, then you know what happened. And I was just going about it. Yeah, but that was pretty much based on what Len Horowitz and other doctors were telling me. And it was doctors in the alternative media that were telling me that that this thing was going to break out and that millions of people were going to die from the vaccine and all this. And
well, I remember in March when it all broke out, I was telling everybody, hey, don't worry about it. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's a big hoax. They're just trying to sell vaccines. And everybody was running around, and some people were actually debating on whether to get the swine flu vaccine or not. I mean, I kid you not. In the quote-unquote movement, we're debating on whether to get this vaccine.
Really? Who is debating that?
All the guys over there on the Prison Planet Forum. There's a whole thread, like 80 pages long, and at first they were like, oh my God, we got to go get the shots. There's not going to be enough shots. Blah, 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 blah. And I stepped in and I said, look, everybody.
Wow.
Of course, nobody listened to me. And then for the next until from March to October. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the next 7 months, 6 months, you know, it was a whole freaking panic. And then it all died down.
I had to fight my doctor not to give me the fucking vaccine. It's like, well, you're a diabetic. You get sick. I'm not taking the damn vaccine.
Did you try talking to the doctor? Like, hey, look, you know what's in this? Like, why would I take this? You tell me that you've researched what's in it and tell me it's not bad for humans.
I told him about the thermosol. He's like, it doesn't have thermosol in it. And I said, show me the insert. And he showed me the insert, and I'm like, here's the thermosol. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? Really?
Don't worry about
it. Wow, dude, you should have complained, and he should get sued for that kind of response. Like, don't worry about it? Dude, you're a medical doctor. You should know the effect of mercury on the human body. Are you insane?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it doesn't take a Knight of Malta to figure that one out. You know, it's
no.
It's not like
speaking about Malta, man. I'm looking at this toilet water. Jesus Christ! I should take pictures.
That is really gross. And
well, come on, everyone shits. I don't understand why is everyone getting so offended about this.
Not everyone shits on air, though.
Well, I'm not shitting on
air. The show for 10 minutes while you know you did the business.
I got an ear for good radio, and I think this is freaking hilarious. Me taking a crap live on the air. In fact, let me send some of my other children to see. Later, niggas, and bon voyage.
Good Lord.
All right. Yeah.
Now, we were talking about, Chris, you were saying something about it was on the prison planet form this is being made a big deal of, correct?
Yes. And I can even go back and I can pull the thread.
What I was going to say about the prison planet thing was that I think that with all the research I've done on Jones, and my file just grows and grows on him and everybody else in the alternative media who's supposed to have a name or be doing something. But, basically, at that point when the swine flu was being made a big deal of in the media, like around that spring area, like March, April, like you were saying, he was having Steve Quayle on his radio show, Jones was. And,
I remember.
So do I.
No, okay, you guys can confirm this, and I'm sure it's all over online so people can find this, you know, find out I'm not just making this shit up. He had Steve Quayle on. Steve Quayle was saying something to the effect of he was having reports from his sources, you know, or emails or whatever from his listeners and shit, that people were seeing people arriving in helicopters and dropping briefcases off to people on, like, crotch rocket bikes. Now, that sounds like something straight out of Mission Impossible and shit. Like,
I remember that happened. Yeah, it was almost to the point of being unbelievable, but it was like...
And Jones is sitting there the whole time giving it credit, like, not denying it or whatever, like, backing him up. Like, not even like, oh, you know, we need to get sources for this before we can confirm it. Jones, if you can back me up on this, was just sitting there like, you know, like, oh, yeah, this is all true. It's fucking Steve Quayle. Of course this is accurate.
We'll have to look it up and listen to it again. But, yeah, it does kind of sound like Alex was letting something... letting some disinfo through without kind of filtering it through the supposed truth filter, you know.
Right.
And it was really disappointing, actually, for me. That was kind of one of the moments where I realized, hey, this whole swine flu thing's getting stupid.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, then Jones was able to come out and say, oh, look, you know, I predicted this flu thing, yada, yada. Well, how long, you know, were you saying that shit before it actually happened? It was quite a while. But either way, aside from that, it's like he promoted the fear end of it. He wasn't like, yeah, don't worry about it. Don't get the vaccination. You'll be fine. You have antibodies or whatever. Like, you know, Jones heaped on the fear like he does with everything. And I don't know. Some people might argue it's because he wants to sell DVDs. I personally think I know better.
Hmm.
Yeah. Whenever he comes out with a swine flu movie, that's when I'll fully believe that. But right now, I think that he gets high off of it. I'm serious. I think he gets high off of this. Oh, this adrenaline rush of, oh, the elites are going to get us, and I'm going to tell everybody about it, and I'm going to make them scared to death. You know, I'm going to scare the shit out of people so they'll buy my DVDs.
I agree with that. I think he does, but I also see, like I said, his, you know, connections to the CNP and to the Knights of Malta and to the Jesuits and the stuff that he's not willing to talk about. And, you know, whenever people bring up certain things on his show, he reacts in a real weird, suspicious, crazy way. I don't know. I've seen enough from Jones to, you know, the censoring of his archives. Somebody called in, actually. I'll be posting this on my YouTube channel sometime within the next couple of days, as soon as I get the audio all, cut down and whatnot. But there is a point where Paul Watson was sitting in for Alex Jones, hosting his show for a few days, like a couple months back, I think. And you see, or I should say you hear, on the iTunes archive, because this is something I found out. They can't go in and edit the iTunes podcasts because it's not their stuff. So... If you pay for Jones's archive, you know, like you're a Prison Planet member and shit and you have all the archives, whatever, you can go back. just to let you, you know, whoever know, you're getting edited material. I'm telling you right now. There are calls that call in that confront Jones about certain things. He pulls them out of his archive. If you don't listen to the live show or you don't listen to the iTunes podcast, you will never catch those calls. And
that's
I would expect you to say that, you tubby fuck. No.
Murdering scum.
So anyway, point being that I'm listening to the iTunes, you know, podcast of the Jones Show for Dirt, as I usually do. And he, you know, Paul Joseph sitting in, a caller calls in, makes some great points about how, you know, and he's like, you know, I've supported Jones for the longest time, and, you know, even when people were coming out saying that Jones is trying to, you know, fearmonger and this and that, I've, you know, defended him. And this caller called in, and something that Paul said earlier in the show, he commented on, and he made a real good point, and then he connected that to, I think that puts you guys in the same boat as the discredited John Birch Society, which has been largely exposed for being a controlled opposition group, not being, you know, a real truth group or whatever, straight-up controlled opposition. And I think that puts you in the discredited corner of the John Birch Society. And then he goes on to, like, give specific examples and name names of some shit. And I was like, wow, okay, that's fucking cool. I can't believe, you know, he didn't just get straight cut off, you know, on air. I thought his shit would, you know, I thought Paul would cut him off. You know, done with that shit. Oh, no, he let him go. And then at the end, he's, yeah, thank you for the call. And then he responds. But then you go to the archive, or on the YouTube channel, on the Alex Jones channel, or on Infowars.com, that call is completely cut out. And it just goes from Paul Joseph Watson commenting on the previous caller to Paul Joseph Watson commenting on that call, and that call is cut out. However, since I have the podcast saved, I got the audio, and I'm going to be putting that up on the Derek in the Midwest YouTube of the editing.
Alex, what do you think about GCN?
Total New World Order run, facade of liberty and freedom, but serious attacks on free speech.
That's fucking true.
That's
hilarious.
Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you for confirming that, because that's what we thought all along.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, I don't trust Jones. I'm a vindictive bastard when it comes to Alex Jones. I was stuck on that guy for like a little over 4 years. I'm only in my mid-20s, but I've been doing this for a matter of years now, and for about 4 years or so, I was stuck on Jones. And when I got over that hump, I was pissed.
we all were at one point in time, and I think that's what we have to appreciate about Alex Jones, is that he brings a lot of people into this movement. Myself, for instance, and I'm sure you and a lot of other people. So he definitely does have his place, but hopefully people will wake up to see what's really going on. And I think people are waking up.
I think a lot of people are, but the only reason I, you know, disagree with anything you said at all, and it's just one thing, I don't think Jones has his place. I agree that it's good what he's done in waking people up, but I think we need to make sure that people like Jones don't have a place, because he's like, if you talk to the majority of, I would say, truthers out there, they're just not willing to hear it, and Alex Jones has become their Keith Olbermann or Glenn Beck or whoever, and, you know, you can't get through to him, you know, he couldn't possibly be disinfo and whatever. But, you know, other people are waking up and this and that. I just think that, you know, we need to get these people out of the movement completely, because especially seeing as how the people who run the show have the finances and the ability to make them more mainstream as they've been doing now. Jones is now being put on XM radio. He's there already. He had a piece done on him as well as a few other people, which had MSNBC time. I wrote an article about that, and they billed Alex Jones as one of the leaders in the new right wing in that documentary. So they're definitely pushing him forward, and I think that right now they're trying to engineer this next American Civil War scenario, and I think that it's going to be people like Alex Jones who are largely responsible for, you know, making that carry forward, because number one, Alex Jones might not ever actually say, hey, get out and blow shit up on his radio show, but we know a few things. We know for sure that Jones promotes fear, And we know that Jones promotes anger and aggression. We've seen this. This is behavior. So when people act like this and behave like this, and they have an audience, especially a large audience, as Alex Jones has, with just, you know, a cult of you know, fans and hero worshipers, he can do things that a lot of other people can't do as far as influence. And I think if you look back at his Y2K broadcast, I'm sure most of you probably know what he pulled on that day. Basically, you know, said that Russia was firing missiles at the United States and world wars were breaking out all over the world. He literally made, like, thousands of people in Texas pack their shit and run for the hills. That's crazy. That's like, you know, the War of the Worlds thing, which, in my opinion, was just another psyop, and we failed the test miserably. And I think we failed with Jones, and I think that was a test run for what they want to do at some future point. And I don't know for sure, but it could be the 2012 thing where he does it, or it could be sometime after that. But I wouldn't doubt that we're looking at another scenario like that with Jones on a much larger scale when he's got much more influence. And I think that, you know, that's why it's such a big deal, because groups like We Are Change that are connected to Jones, that's the largest New World Order fighting activist organization in the world, essentially. And it's going to be those people who are so, you know, tied to Jones emotionally that when, you know, shit gets crazy and when Jones does that again, those are going to be the people to jump, or at least some of them. And that's when shit goes crazy. And I'm all for revolution, but I'm for a peaceful, non-compliant, you know, get critical mass and have everybody park their cars on the highways and say, we're not doing this shit anymore. We're not working your slave jobs for shit money. We're not giving money to your economic Federal Reserve note bullshit. You know, we're going to print our own money. We're going to rehash the whole system. We got enough people to, you know, refuse to do your shit to have enough power to do it. So that's where we're at. And I don't know. That's pretty much my stance on it. Sorry for being long-winded.
God bless you, my friend. I agree with you.
I have to agree with you there, though, because I've seen a lot of people freak out because of things that Alex Jones says. I don't agree with you that he doesn't have a place in the movement, but I do agree that he uses way too much aggression, fear, and anger in what he says, and it just gets people riled up and to where they're completely insane.
I agree. I mean, here's the way that I see it. The elite want us in a perpetual state of fear. And whether they can do it by through the mainstream media or through somebody like Alex Jones, they're still getting exactly what they want.
They want. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep,
so,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a sticky situation. It's kind of a catch-22. On one hand, he brings a lot of people into the movement.
Right.
On the other hand, you know, it's very dangerous where he can lead people. I agree. But you know what? I mean, I don't even see this as a movement anymore. This is just a bowel movement, you know?
No. Oh, God. I agree. Like, dude, people like you and me and Louie and fucking, you know, everybody at Irritate and it's all the small time, you know, it's nice. It's all the small time people like us that are doing the real research, that are, you know, doing the fucking tooth and nail, you know, real work. And getting this stuff up online and published, you know, whether we're getting paid for it or not, like, something needs to be done about it. And you know, eventually, I don't care what anybody says, the truth wins out. I mean, that's just, you know, not always, you know, in the short term, but eventually, I mean, you know, look at the people that are exposing Jones and the people that have woke up. I mean, you know, you get there eventually. If you're making all the right points and all your right points are valid and can be sourced, eventually you're going to be right about enough shit after so long where there's, like, no choice but to be like, all right, shit, you got me, you're right, you know.
Right, if you're on 4 hours a day, of course you're going to get some things right. I mean, exactly, but, I mean, I don't mean to get all Christian on you guys, but Second Timothy 1:7 says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. But
what Bible are you reading out of?
No, I'm reading out of the Bible because that's, you know, one of
what version
that I read. Oh, it doesn't matter which version you look at; it all says the same thing. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and sound mind. And if you were listening to Alex Jones every fucking day, you're not going to have a sound mind.
No, I agree. I used to listen to Jones every day, and that was like one of the most fucking fearful You know, like, I was every day I was worried the fucking stormtrooper is going to break down my door, and now I laugh at that shit.
Right, right. I used to be, too. I used to be, like, scared whenever I was on the phone, like, that the NSA was listening to my phone calls. And
which they probably are. That could very well be true. But the point is, they can't be sending stormtroopers to every Patriot's door. That's fucking crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. And not only that, I mean, it's just, no, think about how many people live in this freaking country. There's hundreds of millions of people. Then you think of how many are actually patriots, which is maybe 10% at the very, very most.
Yeah. To be perfectly honest, I don't even like to use the term patriot because that implies that you're in it for, like, your country and all that, which I don't even agree with that. I'm in it for the betterment of everyone around the world. I don't give a shit what country you're from. I don't even believe in fucking borders. I think this whole thing is here for us, fucking period. I don't believe in passports. That's fucking crap. We're people on Earth. We should be able to travel about freely, and if we fuck shit up in someone else's country, then they have the right to kick you out.
I agree. My grandparents used to be used to live in Canada, and they were pastors. They weren't even doing anything, and they got deported just because they were trying to use a different province's lawyer to get them, to get them to be able to stay. They're so, all these countries are just so snotty, and the U.S. too. U.S. too. I mean, they're all snotty about letting people in. It's like, this is the Earth. It belongs to all of us. You know, we should be able to travel freely without getting harmed or stopped and harassed and things like that. It's ridiculous.
I should be able to go to Tijuana and get me some high-quality pot, bring it back to my home in Brooklyn, and smoke it with rocks.
You shouldn't have to leave your house to get high quality pot. You should be able to grow high quality pot in your basement, motherfucker.
Basement?
Well, not only that. I mean, 100 years ago, you would be able to grow whatever the fuck you wanted in your house.
Oh yeah. It should be that way.
It would have been ridiculous. Yeah, it was a lot one time to grow pot.
Yeah, absolutely.
But. You look at this nanny state we live in now, and you can't even be a 17-year-old kid smoking a J in the back seat of a car, when it's pitch black outside without
right.
getting harassed.
You can't be under 18 smoking a cigarette without getting harassed.
I know, right? And so I should say
18, and smoking a cigarette without getting harassed.
Well, what's changed in the last 100 years, though? We've had 2 world wars. We've had economic crisis after crisis after crisis because of this, debt-based money system. We've had every kind of natural disaster you can imagine. But how have we changed? I think the New World Order's changed us and made us so stupid, docile, and just, scared of ourselves and of our world that we don't even – it's the slaves policing the slaves now.
I agree. It is the slaves policing the slaves, which is the insane part. And, that's the whole thing, is that if you can make, I forgot who the quote was from, but to paraphrase, essentially, no one is more hopelessly enslaved than the man who mistakenly believes he is free.
Right. I agree. Well, and see, the saddest part is people who listen to Alex Jones every day, they don't think they're free anyway. They think, oh, we're all hopelessly enslaved. We're never going to get out from under this new world order. Oh, the elite's going to kill us all. We're all going to fall to eugenics, and we're all going to die of horrible cancers because of the vaccines we got. But
don't you get, like, the feeling of hopelessness after listening to him? Like, you're like, yeah, we got to fight this, but deep down you still feel like we don't have a fucking chance.
Yeah, and I think that's the point.
I agree.
Yeah, just so disempowered and disenfranchised that you eventually kill yourself.
Yeah. And honestly, I get the same feeling, not on a fear level, but on a hopeless level as far as, like, yeah, there's nothing we can do. You know, people are all fucking idiots, and we're never going to turn this around. I get the same feeling when I listen to Lee Rogers, to be perfectly honest. I've been on his show numerous times, and, you know, I've actually flat out asked him, hey, you know, do you do any activism? You hand out any DVDs? You talk to people? You post flyers? Do you do any, you know, you go to any rallies? Do you do any actual activism? And he's like, no, not at all, to be honest. I think that it's just a big waste of time, and I don't think you really get anything done. I think my time is better spent doing research and doing this radio show and yada yada. I'm like, yeah, you can do that and still fucking, you know, when you leave your house, you just take a couple DVDs with you. It's not a hard thing to do. I mean, it's super easy. It takes, like, almost no time out of your day. You know, take you know, once a month, take an hour or so and fucking go around and post flyers about something important, anything. You know, it doesn't take that much time to be a little bit active. But he's like, no, you know, I think people are just, people are too dumb, and yet, and I'm like, oh, I'm thinking, but that doesn't make sense. Because if people are too dumb to wake up and you don't think that that's going to matter, then why the fuck do you have a radio show?
Word.
Well, here's my take on it. I used to run around and scream with a bullhorn off every rooftop and everything like that. And a lot of people may disagree with what I'm about to say, but this is where the path has taken me so far. There's only one person in this world that you can wake up, and that's yourself. There's only one person in this world that you can change, and that's the person looking at you in the mirror every single day. If we all took the responsibility to wake up just that one person, then the whole world will change. But we can't. Uh-huh. I mean, we can bring the information out there. We can show them. But if we try to force people to come our way, then essentially, I mean, we're just interfering with their freedom. But not only that, but it's not going to work. Yeah, and you're just going to be disappointed, and you're going to be running around in this low negative state all day.
Okay, like, in a way, I understand sometimes, you know, you come home and you're like, you know, almost, you know, most people didn't want shit or whatever, but I don't know. I've been doing this for a matter of years now, and I have, you know, every now and again, a new person will, you know, come up to me and recognize me and, you know, be like, yeah, you're the guy that gave me that shit. You know, it's crazy, yada, yada. We sit and talk for a while, and, you know, sometimes they stick with it and sometimes they don't, but I think if we don't have people out there doing those things, and I don't mean screaming on the corner with bullhorns. I mean, like, posting flyers, addressing people politely, you know, not painting your face like the Joker and handing shit out to
God,
cops.
Oh, God, that was fucking annoying. That was really a fuck. That, like,
true
that,
annoying.
When
it made every activist look like an asshole. These are the people that follow Alex Jones, and these are the people that spread truth, and these are the people who paint their face like the Joker and go, ooh, ooh, officer, officer, get the fuck out of here. That's insane.
Well, let me just demonstrate some of the facade and kind of break some of the facade here for a second. In Endgame, I know somebody who was there who was actually filming right there, right next to Alex Jones. The shots that you see of Alex Jones bullhorning were really about 3 or 4 miles away from the hotel. And then they just turn around and they do a close-up pan of the hotel, and then they cut back. They cut back to him 5 miles away, 4 or 5 miles away of the hotel bullhorning.
And walking back and forth, pacing back and forth with that bullhorn. And I bet those guards were just looking at him like, you fucking idiot.
Savage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, honestly, what does it get accomplished that you're fucking, you know, screaming at the people running the world with bullhorns? If anything, you're a nuisance at best. Who the fuck, like, you're not waking anybody up during that time. That time, in my opinion, is better spent doing shit like I'm talking about, like either doing research and putting your information online for other people to find it, or posting flyers, handing out DVDs, you know, doing shit like that. Set up, okay, here's an idea. Go to, like, a local university in your area. Go to the campus. Get a table and a sign that says, free DVDs, or answer a question, get a free movie. And take, like, 5 documentaries down to that shit and, you know, take like 20 or 50 each or whatever and, you know, bring a camera, you can maybe get some interviews, all that shit, whatever. But get a couple people, go down there and come up with, like, you know, a list of like 8 or 10 questions or even 4 or 5 and ask each person, you know, a different question, whatever, over and over through the list and, you know, make them be mind-bending fucking questions that are going, you know, to wake them up. And if they are, like, wowed by the answer of the first one, keep going through the questions with them and see if they, you know, have interest and be like, here, go check this out. Make sure the DVD has information on it for contact and shit. Like, that's incredibly effective.
That's actually a really good idea. I mean, I can't disagree with that one bit. That sounds like a great plan.
But those are the kind of things that we need to be doing. I mean, you know, you don't get anything done by listening to radio shows and sitting on your ass. I mean, the most sitting on my ass I do is when I'm loading stuff to YouTube or, you know, listening to a radio show. But when I'm listening to it, I'm not listening to it like the average listener listens to, you know, Jones or fucking whoever else is, you know, fucking out there. But, you know, I'm listening to it for dirt, for info, for contradictory information, and I'm analyzing it and breaking it down like I was talking about with Paul Watson sitting in for Jones and posting it online. That kind of shit. That's like the most sitting down I do when I'm editing and whatever. Other than that, I mean, half the day that I have free, even when I work, you know, if I have, you know, right now I'm not even afraid to admit I'm unemployed and our economy sucks, but, you know, most of the time I'm used to having a full-time job, and when I do have a full-time job, I'm still doing this 30 hours a week easily. It's really, I don't know, and nobody has to do it as much as I do or as much as, you know, Chris or Louie or Don or anybody else, but...
Yeah, Louie got no life.
Yeah, no, this is pretty much all I do. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, outside of work and everything, this is my life. Like, it's become, you know, eventually I will have a body of shit that'll be my life's work and yada yada. I ain't going away. I'm going to be here for a very, very long time. So
that's what I am too. Don't worry about it. Chris, it drives Chris insane how much research I do and how much reading I do and how obsessed I am with this stuff. But it's not like an obsession where I'm afraid of it. It's an obsession where I want to know everything I can about it so that I can learn to effectively fight it the best way.
Well, you have to have a balance in your life, though. If you're not enjoying life, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
No,
I've had
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to sit back, smoke some weed, and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life.
Yup, exactly. No, it's true, though. It is absolutely true. I mean, you know, they have the war on drugs, and they have DARE out there and all that. And, I mean, if anybody's out there that, you know, has never tried smoking weed, please try it. Just once, you know, a couple of... Smoke it until you're high. If you don't like high, you know, being high on weed, don't ever do it again. I don't care. But quite seriously, I think that, you know, this world would be vastly improved if people were just told the truth about everything and, you know, be left to their own devices. We wouldn't have as many heroin addicts. We wouldn't have as many crackheads. We wouldn't have people abusing pharmaceuticals. And we wouldn't have people smoking weed to the point of lack of ambition. You know, it wouldn't be like that. If people were told, hey, look, you know, this thing can seriously be a great health, stress reliever, you know, it's good for cancer, yada, yada, but don't do it too much or you'll be a lazy fuck and you don't really want that. So, you know, I mean, it would just be much better, but instead we have this propaganda that makes you think you smoke two joints and you think you can fly or you're going to become a fucking orange and think you're a fruit for the rest of your life, not in a faggoty way, but in an edible way. Well, it's faggots are edible if you're the right guy, but regardless.
Hey!
Point being that they lie to you about drugs is what I'm getting at. And it's not just weed, it's all of them. But seriously, if people were just told the truth and left to their own devices, we wouldn't have any of these problems, and the war on drugs wouldn't need to exist. It's a farce.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Alex Jones, you're taking all that?
You're a bunch of drug dealers!
Your mama!
I think that's a little bit of an, you know, exaggeration, Alex, but thank you.
Oh, that makes me sick.
Hey, Alex, how does it feel like when your wife yells at you? God damn it.
It feels like silence and groaning, apparently.
Yes.
I'm not on this show to play games with you.
All right, well, your mama.
I think he is, though. I think that's precisely what you're here to do, Alex. I think that's precisely what you're here to do.
Alex Jones is an exaggeration
of
himself. He's just a walking exaggeration of himself.
Alex,
tell us,
what is your purpose on the broadcast? What do you become when you get on the radio every day?
It'd be basically like if there was a grizzly bear hopped up on PCP.
How would that happen?
Where would a bear get PCP?
And would he get it in liquid form, like on The Whitest Kids You Know?
Yes.
Ah, okay, liquid form for the bear.
Now, Alex, when you were approached by the Jesuits, who was the individual?
A white priest.
Ah.
Oh.
And where did this happen?
Eastern Germany.
Ah.
That one didn't quite come out of left field. You know, I had a feeling about that one.
Mm-hmm. Eastern Germany.
Have the Alex Jones soundboard.
Indeed. Have you guys heard those Alex Jones prank YouTube calls or whatever the shit?
No, but I've got one here if y'all want to hear it.
Yeah, go ahead. Shoot.
We had a conference call with Danny Romero, who used to be friends with Alex. And
right.
Yeah, yeah. So we had a conference call, a couple of the hosts. We were discussing some of the tech errors that we were having. And so I put this little call here together thinking, well, what would happen if Alex Jones was in on the call as well? And this is what I came up with. It's only 2 minutes long, so it's not too long.
Dan? Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
I'm in a really nasty mood now.
Well, it's not good. I'm not going out there.
I had quite a brainstorm on Sunday, and I wrote about 5 pages of notes here.
Yeah.
And by the way, I've had the Secret Service in my life twice.
Oh, that's crazy. No, I've seen it all. Believe me. I can't even believe what I've been through down here.
Kind of like your phone was fading out. Are you still there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and, you know, the problem there, too, sometimes is all phones aren't created equal.
So what?
No. Well, occasionally Skype will cut out, but
that's not what matters.
Sometimes one of the cats, he's real quiet, just sneaks right in here and goes right behind the computers, and the wire is right close to the ground, so he steps on it and probably just moves it enough to, you know.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm not on this show to play games with you. And you just better get it through your head. You understand me?
I think today that was a kitty cat problem.
That's bull!
You're not the only one. It's happened to everybody.
Lie.
I see.
Like with my show, I always feel real sketchy that something's going to happen at the last minute. So I'm trying to basically prepare for a show with no guests.
That is like unbelievable. You're getting rid of one show and coming on to a new one.
You're
getting phones on. You're shutting phones off. You're calling. You know, you're getting everything set up. So it's a really busy time. And so anything that's out of probably the norm, it can throw them a curveball too. But, you know.
I am not going to ever stop because they can think in a multifaceted, multivariate, three-dimensional tie-in system through historical, scientific, anthropological integration. That's on record. Operation Ajax, declassified, 1999.
I don't have a crystal ball where I can foresee things happening. It can happen any place, any time, to anyone.
I just can't imagine.
It's frantic. You know, you should. It's funny sometimes, but
believe me, I wish this wasn't real. But what am I supposed to do?
How about electroshock?
No, man, with our first child, you should have seen me and my wife. I got a lot meaner after I had kids, is the point.
I think today that was a kitty cat problem.
There you go.
That's greatness, dude.
Oh, my God. That's
I know, right?
That's fucking gold right there.
You have way too much fucking time
I know,
on your hands, Chris.
I have the documents.
That is talent, though.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing when it comes to editing stuff.
That's not the only thing I'm amazing at, ladies.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear Alex Jones is teaming up with Ben and Jerry's to come up with his new with a new ice cream flavor?
What's that?
Terror Swirl.
Nice.
I want that apple pie.
Yes.
Is there any food you don't want, you grizzly glutton, you?
I think when he was talking about a grizzly bear on PCP, he's talking about himself.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because, you know, hairy fat guys, they call themselves grizzly bears.
How are you aware of this?
What?
I said, how are you aware of this?
I am in New York.
Okay.
And I've been called that. Well, I've been asked. It's like, are you a grizzly bear? Like, what?
No, you're not a grizzly bear. You're a teddy bear.
Aww.
Really.
Aww.
You look like a teddy bear.
He might be a perverted teddy bear wearing a raincoat and jerking off in the corner, but he's a fucking teddy bear.
Yeah.
Special Build-A-Bear bear.
Look at that with the crazy eyes. I'm like, and why? I started doing the jerk off motion, and no one can see me. I really got to do this as a television show. How much more funny would it have been me taking a crap on cam?
I would not suggest doing, as funny as audio might be. If you actually did that on video, I would be like, no. Definitely don't do that.
And be like, look what I did.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but seriously, I mean, I'm considering it from this point of view. You got to think, like, we can do this and whatever and talk shit, you know, like, either on Overdrive or Now and Again or whatever. But in all reality, I mean, to be taken seriously, it sucks, but you know that there are limitations. And I, for one, know that, you know, there are already too many limitations with what we're trying to present to people that I'm not trying to throw in taking a dump on video.
Alrighty. Well, you might have a point. But damn, limits were made to be broken.
I can't argue with that, B. I can't argue with that.
If I was the New World Order and I saw a video of that, I would stop immediately everything that I was doing.
You'd be like, oh, Christ, these guys are taking a shit broadcasting? We're fucking serious. We need to stop this now.
I picked old Porter by fucking crap on cam.
Oh, buddy. Oh, goodness.
What if we all, like, every patriot, like, took a dump on camera and then sent it to the CFR?
Okay,
I wonder if that would have any effect whatsoever.
Okay, but
half of them would want to eat it. The other half would want to cook it.
As sick as they are, they'd probably like that.
No, that's what I mean. I mean, we've all, you know, I'm assuming you're familiar with Celtic Rebels' work, Don't Go West.
I mean, like, fetish, where they get off when they, like, see people defecate.
It's called
stuff.
Psychophilia. Yeah.
Scat lover.
Yeah, that.
Scatlover.com.
Again, B, why do you know this?
Yeah.
God damn. You're telling me about shit that's interesting, but I have a voice in the back of my head that goes, how the fuck does he know this shit?
How the hell, like, do I know about scatlover.com?
Oh, that's gross.
Ew.
Go check it out, man. It's fantastic.
People are into grosser shit than that. I'm not going to go into it on air because it
would
make
sense. Oh, yeah, no. Like, don't get me wrong. I have this place in my head where, like, I'm curious to the extent of which humanity goes, and I'll check something out, like, once just to see, like, oh, my God, no way did they actually film that. But, like, you know, you can't say that you're into that shit out of, like, you know, fucking curiosity of what all happens when you're on the planet. Like, I wouldn't make that a hobby and shit.
Right. Right.
Or at least...
Oh, God. No, I mean, there's actually, like, people that, you know, like and they actually write their experiences.
Serious.
I'm serious. I'm serious. There's a nurse or something that writes about people eating poop.
There's a
what? Wow.
A what system?
Oh, I don't know what the website's called.
You know what? I mean, I'm thinking of writing a sequel to that book, Everyone Poops, to Everyone Eats Poops.
Well, Louie, did you wash your hands? That's all I want to know.
I did wash my hands.
You gonna market that on fecophiliac websites or what?
I bet like that.
What the fuck is that?
Oh, two girls, one cup.
And how would Louie know that?
That's like my favorite video of all time.
The only two girls, one cup I'll actually give you just because it was made so big a deal about already. So I'll let you slide on that one, but I still have questions about the previous shit.
I haven't even seen that video.
Oh, goodness. I live in the dark place. I mean, come on.
I guess we're going to watch it.
It's fine. Live in the dark place. But why are you living in the dark place, you know, like, while you're watching turd videos instead of living in the dark place while you're doing research?
Because it's hilarious to me.
Well, if you can do research at the same time as watching turd videos, I give you massive credit, but that would distract the fucking shit out of me. It's fucking, excuse the pun.
It would make me sick. I've heard about it, and I'm not watching it.
Oh,
yeah,
I love snuff films.
That's
snuff films are not real!
Louie's on the shock jock tip again.
Yes, I am.
Louie's just sick.
Oh, Bill Dwyer. I wish he could have shot himself
again. Fuck it, he's got his market.
Dwyer!
It sucks that I actually have to think about it like that. You know what I mean? Like, that's so retarded.
Just
got a fucking market, you know.
Hey.
Oh. Right. Anyway.
Everybody hates Louis until they need Louis.
No, I love Louis. I have no problem with you. I'm just saying, like, it's not. I'm not shitting on you for that. I'm shitting on the way they program you. I fucking it's got a market. Like, that's fucking shouldn't be human thought shit. Fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, you learn in New York, you learn to laugh at the sick shit, so that way it don't hurt as much. Yes.
Yeah, no, I not just, you. I mean, program me for thinking there should be a fucking market, man. You're still missing it.
Oh, well, damn.
Come on now.
Yes.
All
right,
no, that's fucking
I'm
silly.
I'm done. Oh, goodness. I mean, hell, you're talking about someone. I actually, hold on. Let me play the worst crap I've ever made. I mean, if anyone has any doubt on how sick my mind is, I mean, the shit.
Really?
I have to.
Hey,
yes.
Wait, let me ask you a question. Have you played on air yet the Kevin Barrett call-in bomb audio?
No, not yet. I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to close by debuting that? Because that's some interesting radio right there.
Send it to me and I'll play it. I don't have it edited.
Oh, no, I have it. I have it up on the YouTube page. It's all edited and it's in two parts.
Yeah. No, maybe I'll play it tomorrow. I'll play it for tomorrow's show.
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
I figured that
should be entertainment for everybody. I mean,
I laugh
my ass off. You know, I've heard it probably 5 or 10 times, and I laugh every time I hear that shit.
Yeah, I mean, tomorrow will be a very special show, because tomorrow is the day that the sickness started. Yes. Yes, tomorrow is my birthday. When evil entered into the world.
How long ago did the evil enter the world, Louie?
What?
How old are you?
Good Lord.
Yeah.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know. Sherry just tripped and, you know.
Now she's asking how old you are.
Yeah, I'm asking how old you're going to be.
Don't worry about it. I'll tell people later. I'm not going to broadcast it online.
Oh, okay.
It starts with a 2.
Okay.
Yes, it starts with a 2.
All right.
And
it ends with a 19. No, I'm just kidding.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm being a dick, Louie. I'm sorry. Happy early birthday.
Happy birthday.
I mean it.
Hold on. Late.
That was my birthday.
Hold on. Are y'all going to sing?
No. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Don't make me do this.
So, in fact, I dedicate this next skit and the closing out of the show to all my fellow Virgos.
Oh. Yep, Virgos rock.
Happy birthday to
Don't start.
Happy birthday to you.
I swear to God,
happy
I'm going to be so...
Happy birthday, dear...
Dear Louie. You gay bastard. No.
Happy birthday to you.
You have no proof of that.
That was
I'm just talking shit.
Thanks, Joe.
No, that was pretty cool, actually. At least you got the birthday song. Nobody sang my ass a birthday song last year.
Oh, well, shit.
Christy does a pretty good birthday song.
Indeed.
That's like Marilyn Monroe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the one in my birthday suit.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, nice.
Let's have a sample of it.
Oh, please.
A sample of what?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
You gotta buy the whole cow. You can't get the milk for free. What's wrong with you?
Well,
Christy is such a prude. You put coal in her ass and she shits diamonds.
Good lord.
So how much she charge for webcam activities?
That
you know,
like watertight.
Yep, bond and stuff. You know? Yeah. Yeah, and yeah. Thanks again.
Well, here's where this little joke is coming from. Jim's our good friend Jim, and I stress those words. Our good friend Jim. He's posted that Christy has jumped bail.
He found me out, man.
Yeah, and that she's traveling around the world.
Don't tell anyone, please.
Yeah.
And that every intelligence agency has helped her get out of the country.
Yes.
Yes. The same one, to, you know, because the whole persecution stuff and the arrest set up.
So much for trying to end the show.
It's not a joke. It was just a front because, I am the anti-Christy, and I am out to get you all. Figured, you know, over in Greece, you know, I can play with those guys, and I won't do you any more damage here, so... You know, whatever. He found me out. Here I am. Last words. Goodbye. Love you all. Thank you for everything.
Aww. And so I wrote him a nice little heads up. Hey, you know, dude, I don't want you to get egg all over your face. You know, you probably should pull that.
Because you really care about him, right?
Well,
like the shooting helicopters out of the sky is cool, but this one's so not.
Yeah.
Totally
yeah, right.
Like being roadblocked 2.5 years ago with these crazy reports, you know, that was enough. I mean, can this guy get a life?
I don't think so.
Nah.
So he writes me back saying that Cherie's going to get raped and all this shit and blah, 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 blah.
Damn, dude. Really?
Yeah, I got my first death threat today.
I know. I was trying to give
you
this
know,
dude a friendly heads
you know
up.
Jim is just, Jim's that, ooh. I can't say his name. Jim is such a fucking asswipe. I mean, really, he's like, I mean, instead of him coming at you, and by the way, Christy, I still love that shirt. Fuck me, I'm legal. I'm going to try to get one of my size.
We do too.
That's hilarious.
On your website.
Yes.
Well, hold on. I mean, I've got Christy on tape saying that she's a member of a terrorist organization.
Yes.
We are a domestic terrorist organization. We have bond buildings. We have plans to build more. Domestic terrorist organization.
Now,
as you can tell
from the quality of the audio, there's no way that that was cut. There's no way that that was spliced.
No. I call up my mom and, I mean, your mom and everyone every night and tell them all about my terrorist
activity. Oh, yeah. She called me the other day and told me exactly how she executed 9/11.
Yeah. Well, wait till I tell you how I pulled off Oklahoma, man.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Global warming.
The Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. And I was Johnny on the spot right there because I have these really cool little magic bullets and stuff.
Whoa.
And,
you know, these Zionists and these nice Malta pricks are going to be pissed because they think that they're the ones that pulled that off.
Oh, okay.
They're rich people that think their bank accounts are full right now that are going to be very angry with you.
She was actually the person that co-opted George Washington before he declared the revolution.
Yep.
Damn Skippy.
It was her and Andrew Bajago. They got in their time machine, and they went back and did it.
And you won't believe this, but we just did it last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I had to do that before I jumped bond and fled the country.
Yeah, Christy got in her DeLorean and revved up the engine to 200 gigawatts, went back in time. Nigawatts, and she killed the dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's a fucking conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
You know, now we know for sure what happened to the Mayans.
Yes.
That's true. Now that's like the king right there. You can't congr-
actually,
really. Who can fix the fucking mind? The only thing that even comes close is the pyramids.
Yeah. In fact, we could also blame Christie for the Black Death, which should be renamed the Blonde Hair Blue Eyed Death.
Yeah.
JC built the pyramid.
I was gonna say we could just call that the Nazi plague and call it a day.
He went with us.
Oh, he went with you.
Yeah, we were time traveling.
Oh, so that's what we built the pyramids.
Yeah, well, you know,
me and Christy.
Jay-Z helped, Sheree helped, Chris helped.
No, I didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, no, I did.
Okay, truth be told, we had him under
the influence. H to the is O, V to the is A. Oh, my goodness.
Under that spell, you know.
It all.
Yeah.
And talk.
In your face, and you know.
He has no recollection of the event, but we still give him credit.
I remember what happened afterwards, though. I'll never forget that.
And that's where I forgot. Okay.
Well, of course, because we put the spell on you for that part.
Okay, more wine? No, never.
Oh my God.
That's funny. Yeah. Oh, and I have one more confession. Global warming and like world hunger and
2012.
Oh, yeah. So overpopulation and stuff. Totally my fault.
Now,
totally my fault.
The reason that they're after her now, though, is because Y2K failed and they're disappointed.
I couldn't pull it off.
Yeah.
So they paid high dollars to like pull off this like most beautiful plan, and I totally fucked it up. I couldn't push the button.
No, clearly you had to be in league with Alex Jones, and you're the only reason it didn't go off without a hitch, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. Alex is my buddy, man.
And, yeah, you let him down. You let him down.
That's cool.
He was,
well,
he was
I let him into Bohemian Grove, you know.
Yeah, so we kind of have to still love you.
She got Louie on
the owes me.
Yeah.
She's
ladies and gentlemen, I really gotta end the show. God damn you people are. I love you all, but Jesus Christ.
So it's okay when Louie does it.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Everyone. The double standard, Louie.
Yeah, no,
damn
I'm
Skippy, because Louie be es Dios, all right? How's that?
Well, here's the
thing. If you were Dios, you would know that I'm not a virgin.
Christy, it's because I'm Dios, I healed your hymen, okay?
Thank
good
you.
Lord.
Well, here's an announcement.
So are you saying you touched her there?
I don't have to. Oh, yes, yes, I did. I passed my hand over her vagina. And then I said, hymen. I resurrected her hymen. Oh Jesus, I'm getting calls already. Hold on. All right, so I'm gonna end the show here because everybody's gonna keep talking. I need to get to the 24-hour Best Buy so that way I could get me that thing that I've been needing for the fucking printer, so that way I can scan some of these documents.
You should.
Yeah,
all
right. You want to something else?
That right. I want to go treat myself to a hooker. Is that too much to ask?
By the way,
I think I don't have a
scanner and you need stuff up, I do have a scanner, so if you can mail whatever to me, I'll put it up on whatever site you want it on.
Yeah.
Hey, Louis,
yes.
Let me give you a quick moment of zen real quick. It'll only take a second.
Okay. Sarsa does that a lot. She'll take and hear it on air.
I guess Sarsa doesn't do it. I'm jiggling mine now.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah, wow.
So she can wrap it in a lot of black tape to make it more stiff. Or any of the hosts that are having issues, have them send like a picture or a video or James, and I can go through and see what they can do with it.
Yeah, that would be cool, though, if you guys could like take some digital pictures of your students.
If I sent you pictures of everything I have, would you tell me what I should use and what should I
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah. If you give me a detailed layout of it, like a walkthrough video, pictures, or even a text layout of it, just to let me know what you use, and I can tell you what you can do.
What the hell? What the hell was that? What am I missing here?
Yeah.
More of Chris's editing genius.
Actually,
yeah.
I didn't
Any,
set up
anyway,
all.
this has been a crack shot
yeah,
radio
with
show.
With all you chuckleheads laughing, I didn't even know what the fuck was going on.
I me neither. This has been a crack shot radio show. See you guys tomorrow, 10 p.m. on Irritate the State Radio Network. Thanks for letting us go over, guys. Yeah, fuck the New World Order.
Hope you're all right. It's been love to me. Take it all right. I'm not the place.